It's 3:30 and still no sleep. The witches seem to have gone elsewhere. Oh, there's a lion. There. Hope you could hear that. Great. He's far. He's probably 3 kilometers. Maybe more. Well, if I wasn't awake, I wouldn't have heard him. Though, some luck in my insomnia. The witch's spill has left me so awake, I guess I could just as well wait for dawn. It's too dark to do anything productive. For now, just let the mind wander. It's inevitable that one thinks of practical things when you this much in touch with reality. The little problems of operating in the wilderness, like the seed screens that get clogged, and what I can do about them when I get home to improve them without reducing the airflow over the radiator, and the puncture I had yesterday that I still have to repair. Big job, you have to pull off the tire from the rim and take out the tube and patch it and put the whole lot back again. But there's so much to wonder about, yeah. There's so much happening. Stirs and eddies and swirls of activity. Things getting killed and trees getting uprooted. Violent storms and droughts. It's an intricate interaction that starts at the subatomic level, at the atomic level, at the molecular level. There's the jackal again. It's quiet now. And it builds to the environment, it builds into systems, it builds into the ecosphere of the earth, then into the universe, all absorbed into this gigantic rhythm of nature, so that where I'm lying now, I am overwhelmed by this even tranquility, so ancient, so inevitable. It all just goes on and on in its own time. And that's soothing. There's the spotted eagle owl again. Wonderful. I hope you could hear that. There are the first hints of morning now. One can sense it in the subtle changes to the light, and the sounds are also subtly beginning to change. I think I've just heard the first bird tweeting. I've been hearing the yellow hornbills. At various stages through the night, they ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Something must have disturbed them a bit. Maybe it was the moonlight. There's some guinea fowl waking up now. Ka-chir, ka-chir, they're going. That's a francolin. So slowly, the night sounds are fading, and the day sounds are coming in. Day animals are beginning to dominate. I love it. The light is getting stronger now. I can almost see. I think maybe it's a good time
to get out of the hammock and to start building some coffee. My wonderful Franklin. Yeah. Okay, so let's get going.